The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 227, Circuit City.
Hanukkah is coming after you, for sure?
I didn't know we were teamed up with a psychic.
So tell me, Gabby, what's in my future?
I'm thinking a knuckle sandwich might be coming down the pike.
Knuckle sandwich.
Don't worry, Marco. I've got enough for two.
Seriously, Gabby, what makes you think Hanukkah is coming after you?
I can't really explain it. I think this circuit board that crazy doctor put in my head is doing weird things. When we were coming back to the bat, I picked up some radio station.
Well, that could be useful.
More like annoying. I don't know what they call music on this planet, but it's not my cup of tea.
Cup of tea? I could use one right about now.
Look, I wouldn't worry about these premonitions too much. It could be a good thing. We want him to come after you.
Gee, I didn't realize you cared so much, Marco.
Well, you know what I mean. It'd be much easier if he came to us rather than searching this whole planet for him.
Besides, if he does come after you, there's three of us.
And potentially seven of them.
I'll take those odds.
Right now, he can go to the back burner. We know that Lister is on his way here. I think we need to reposition ourselves near that landing site I pointed out.
You feel confident he'll go there?
It's a place to start. If he doesn't land, then we can head for town. I'm sure he'll go straight to JL's place.
Really? So it's like the place to be seen on Titan 3.
If you want anything, it is. The former owner, Brady, had his hand in every pocket in this town. I'm sure JL picked up where Brady left off. Lister will need supplies and a place to hide while he attempts another comeback.
As I see it, we've got two options. One, we sit and wait at what you think might be his landing site. Or two, we continue to stake out JL's place and wait for him.
I know that sounds logical, but I don't think Lister himself will go to JL's. I think he'll find a good place to hide and then send one of those convicts who escaped with him.
Then he could go anywhere when he gets here.
This old landing site is my best guess. He's halfway between the store and the mercenary camp.
But you said he didn't have a very good reception at the camp before.
He has six escaped convicts with him. We don't know much about them, but I'm guessing they're going to do all the legwork for him.
While he sits in the comfort of his shuttle.
Or he's going to a secure hideout. My guess is the Midway bunker.
Where you had the big firefight.
Yes. You can button that place up tight to protect against the river monsters. Plus, it has an extensive surveillance system. It's a perfect hiding place.
Now we have three places to watch. I hope you're not considering splitting us up.
I agree. I think we're much more effective as a team.
You mean like Charlie's Angels?
No, I was thinking more like the Three Musketeers.
Okay. Joffre's Angels, it is.
That's the third practice, and no one has even heard of Lister.
Right, like they've never heard of Governor Drachmar or Rage. You know they're hiding something.
Maybe we need to play a little hardball with them.
What do you mean?
We're with the IDF. You know that withholding information in a official inquiry is punishable by confinement and a suspension of your license. Something like that.
That's a rather tempting idea, Agent Slain.
Tempting, but not very practical.
You don't think it would be effective, Lenora?
The only effect losing their license would have is to drive them underground for a while. Once we leave, Drachmar's government would reinstate them, so it would only be a minor inconvenience for them.
I think we can get a sense of each doctor's facility. That would tell us whether they could do the job or not.
How many left on the list?
Looks like seven.
Seven? Oh, that seems a high number of doctors for such a small town.
Remember, there are a lot of underground ex-Rage soldiers here. Some live in the open, and some are hidden away.
Our next victim is about three blocks north.
Then lead on, Macduff.
None of the places we've been today look like they have the proper facilities for a surgical procedure. What are we going to do if we find one?
We will monitor activity there. I believe Georgia can hack into the city's security cameras since they are all wireless.
Across the street from this next one is a vet clinic. I think it'll be worth checking out.
Agreed. Lenora, I've been hearing very good reports about you.
Really? Have people been spying on me?
I wouldn't call it spying. Like any rookie agent, there are performance reports. In your case, a special exception was made. We don't usually offer people a job in lieu of prison.
Really? That's how I got here?
What?
Just joking, sir. Now, seriously, Agent Simon is right. It's highly unusual to recruit a former enemy of the IDF.
And what about Scarlet?
I think in Scarlet's case, she was unwittingly helping Rage. They promised to bring this Colonel Korsky to justice. Even then, we kept a close eye on her.
And everyone's keeping a close eye on me, too.
If it helps, I've only heard good things about you.
Lenora, you are Lister's right hand. I believe we have had some interesting discussions together.
You mean like through prison bars on the Mercury?
Yes, but also as a rookie agent. I am the one who insisted that you be trained and recruited as an agent.
I know, maybe someday you can explain to me exactly why you did that.
Because I believe in you. I see something special there.
Where hardly anyone else does.
Just call it a gut feeling.
That's not exactly by the book then, is it, sir?
No, it isn't, Agent Slane. But that kind of intuition is what separates us from machines. Sometimes you have to make a decision based on what you know and what you feel. Now, onwards and upwards. We have a lot more sights to inspect.
Agent Barnes.
Scarlet, got something new for me?
No, I've been thinking about what you said, about confronting Korsky.
I was only halfway serious about that.
I'll take half over none.
Look, I know things are moving very slowly for you, but we need to gather more intel.
You need intel, and I need resolution. I don't need to prove he's guilty. I know he's guilty. I think seeing me might put pressure on him. Maybe he'll make a mistake.
Yeah, maybe you'll scare him off enough he'll cancel whatever they have planned.
I don't believe that for one minute. He and Bishop have invested way too much time and effort into whatever it is they have planned. I think at best they'll try to get rid of me.
Exactly. That is something I want to avoid. Listen, I know this is a great strain on you. Let's wait until we have a better idea of what's going on. Then I'll consider something like what you were suggesting. Huh, Staunton. Maybe he's got something new.
It's nice that you're still optimistic.
Hey, Peppy, what you got?
More questions than answers.
Scarlet's here with me. Let me put you on speaker. Okay, go ahead.
Miss Scarlet.
All right, Pappy. I hope you have something good for us.
I sincerely wish I did, Scarlet. But it's like I just told Barnes. I have more questions than answers.
Well, let's have it.
I went through Korsky's personnel files and located his dream sheet.
Good. Then you know who his AO was.
I got a name, but...
But you can't find any record of him.
You're right on the nose with that one, Scarlet. I've searched high and low, but there's no assignment officer in the Pentagon with that name.
So his assignment was completely orchestrated by someone else? You know what that sounds like, right?
Someone in the DOD is in cahoots with Bishop's people. If we have enemy agents embedded into DOD or Pentagon, then we have more problems than Korsky. There's no telling how high up the chain this one goes. The best case scenario is that someone was able to hack defense files and doctor his records.
If they can do that, they can cause all sorts of chaos.
Do you think that their mission might be to do that, and Korsky was a test case?
That's not too far out there. Korsky was in a pickle when he ran your parents off the road. Guys probably promised him to make it all go away and used him to test out their plan.
If they can make him disappear, then reappear by manipulating his records, then...
They could do it for anyone. Do you think that this is their plan?
I can't say for sure. If so, then why are both of them in Texas? He could have sent Korsky anywhere to test the system.
Are you thinking that it's because they have something planned there?
I'm not sure what to think, Jim. I believe their purpose was to get Korsky assigned there. It was more of a means to an end.
But that means they used may have opened up a door to further control of the Pentagon, and that could be disastrous.
I still maintain there's a mole in the Pentagon. I just think hacking into the system's too difficult. Someone logged that information in by hand.
Which would mean that they have someone on the inside, like you said. I'm going to continue looking at everyone in the AO section and see if I can find something.
All right, we'll continue working on this side. Hope we have better luck.
I'm sorry I couldn't help more.
That's okay. This will help.
Yes, thank you, Pappy.
All right, then.
That's interesting. Do you think it could just be a mix-up? Maybe the AO's name was misspelled.
I don't think so. I might have Pappy go back and look at his previous assignments and see if someone different is listed.
What do you want to bet that there's no one there in the system?
Well, if someone is, or was there, for an earlier assignment, we can date it. Then we can go back and see who was assigned to that section after that.
Or I could just go to Texas and ask Korski to his face.
Look, if they can make him disappear from records, they can do the same to you. I know you've heard this before, but be patient.
Patience? Have patience, you say? Like one vulture said to the other, patience my you-know-what. I'm gonna kill something.
This place certainly has the facilities that Hanukkah would need to remove that circuit board.
Facilities, yes. But cooperation, well, I'm not so sure. Most of the funding for these main hospitals comes from the IDF. I don't think they'd want to bite the hand that feeds them.
That's true, but it doesn't mean that they will help us. So far, everyone has been somewhat cold towards us.
I hate to say it, Jaffro, but you are quite an imposing figure. You're probably scared everyone we've talked to.
You think so? I haven't really noticed that.
They put up a good face talking to you, but I've seen the expressions on people's faces who were close by. You're a scary dude.
On my planet, I'm a pretty average guy.
Then for someone like me, your planet would be a very scary place.
I guess it's all a matter of perspective. Since you're so observant, have you picked up on anything?
I think that deep down everyone here distrusts the IDF and probably don't want that much to do with us. I doubt that they are loyal to either one. I think that they want to be independent from both.
You're probably right about that, Captain Tam.
Okay, so now what?
There's only one more major hospital for us to check.
How's the charge on this glorified golf cart?
What is this golf, anyway?
It's a game where you hit a ball with a stick. You have to hit it until it goes into a small hole. You have to strike from wherever it lies. You can't pick it up, well, with a few exceptions.
So you hit a little ball with a stick into a small hole. And people play this game?
Oh, yes. In fact, they're professionals, and the best players become superstars and make millions of units to play the game and sponsor products.
It has a similar game on the Mercury. You hit these balls into a hole with a stick.
Oh, that's called pool. Golf is played usually with 18 holes that are various lengths, totaling about 4 standard miles or more.
And you call Nate's game pool, even though there's no water involved.
It doesn't really make sense when you explain it. Remind me to tell you about basketball, where there's no basket anymore.
Can't wait. It looks like we have plenty of charge left.
At least another 18 holes.
We have enough charge for about 8 standard miles. I guess we could play 36 holes.
Very good.
I have no idea what I just said.
This next hospital is not that far. Wonder why they have 2 so close together.
From what I understand, it's a matter of who they served. The one we just left is the oldest and served the people of Titan City. This next one was built by Rage when they occupied the planet.
Then there's a good chance that if any one of these hospitals would help Hanukkah, it would be this one.
That's my hunch.
Has there been any communication from Gabby and the boys?
I haven't received any. We can check with Georgia when we get back. I'm somewhat relieved that they'll be going after Lister rather than Hanukkah.
I was thinking the same thing. It works better on our end also.
How's that?
I imagine that Lister is after Lenora. I think it's better that he's there on Titan 3 and she's here.
That's true, although I think he's more focused on reorganizing Rage.
He failed miserably last time. The mercenaries at Camp Death River gave him and Wi-Fi no support.
I think he's looking for old cadre. Leaders he can depend on to start rebuilding. Those people may be here. If he can organize a base of leadership, he could move on to other systems and planets looking for X-Rage members.
The guy just doesn't know when to give up.
And now that Wi-Fi is out of the way, he probably feels like nothing can stop him.
Except for maybe Hanukkah. If he gets that circuit board implant working, Wi-Fi will be back in a sense.
Well, let's hope we can stop Hanukkah before that happens.
How do you read me?
Loud and clear. How about you?
The same. Are you sure Bishop will come there?
He said that this was the best place within miles for good food. I'm guessing that he'll bring Korski here. It's a place he's very comfortable with.
Okay, if you say so. Listen, I got a message from Barnes. Thornton has been trying to track down the assignment officer at the Pentagon who assigned Korski here.
That could be very helpful.
You would think so.
I sense a butt coming.
But he or she is a ghost.
What? Are you saying this person doesn't exist?
Well, if they do, there's no record of them. That person doesn't exist in the pool of AOs.
If they were an assignment officer, then there would be a record. Someone has to authorize the PCS move.
Just another missing piece in this puzzle.
Here comes Bishop, and Korski's with him.
All right, good luck.
Sam, fancy meeting you here.
Colonel Bishop, and Colonel Korski, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Mind if we join you?
Not at all. Please, have a seat, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sam. Have you ordered yet?
Well, you know how it is when you look at a menu with so many selections. It's overwhelming.
Allow me. Grace, how about a number 4 all around?
Certainly, Colonel. Drinks?
Iced tea with a lemon twist.
Do you have milk?
We certainly do. Colonel, same for you.
You read my mind.
I'll be back with your drink shortly.
Milk for you too? I expect you'll load it up with salt. Honestly, I don't see how you guys can do that.
Wait, what do you mean, you guys?
He knows who we are. I didn't see any reason in hiding it. Gives us a chance to speak more openly.
Colonel Bishop here tells me that you're quite the hero with your people.
I guess in some ways I am.
Oh, don't be so modest, Sam. You're quite the hero. Waitress is coming back. So, everything going well with the inspection?
Yeah, couldn't be happier.
Here you go, gentlemen. Just let me know if you need anything else. Your order should be out shortly.
Thank you, Grace. All right, Sam. Don't bother with the salt shaker. Here, drop this tablet in. It's a special blend from home.
Mmm. Now that is top shelf stuff.
Now there is no way.
Try it. You'll like it.
Nah, don't waste your time, Sam. He just doesn't appreciate the finer things in life.
So, did I understand you're coming from D.C.? Not prying. It's just that's my home base.
I work in research and development. There are some interesting things coming down the pike.
Well, what you're doing with this guy's none of my business. But there's not a lot of R&D here.
His R&D days are over. We got bigger plans on the horizon.
Like I said, your business, not mine.
We appreciate that, Sam. We were just discussing how rare it is to find one of Bishop's people here and not on an assignment.
The colonel here can elaborate, but I'm a deep cover agent. I might be dormant for a couple of years. A few months ago, I was in St. Louis. After that, I was sent to D.C. to establish my current cover.
So, in the meantime, it's just business as usual. Kind of like me.
You're a Hongan too?
Oh, no. No. I'm just saying I've been undercover too.
Of course, I should have realized that. No Hongan could turn down a primo salt shake.
We have. Make sure he's going.
Master, we are established in orbit. What are your instructions?
We will complete one orbit. That will give us time to settle on a landing spot.
Yes, Lord Lister. I am surprised that you didn't land at Titan IV.
And why is that, Ursula?
That traitor Hanukkah is there with Zokar's circuit board.
I will deal with him in due time. I think it has been too long. The board is most likely useless by now.
There is something else on Titan IV that demands your attention.
You speak of Lenora, don't you?
My lord, she betrayed you. She threw you to the dogs of the IDF. She should be dealt with.
Ursula, I am surprised. Her betrayal to me was a promotion for you. You are now my assistant. Had she not turned against me, you would still be in that prison on Baldabar. Instead, I elected to take you with me.
And for that, I am grateful, Master. Why did you take the other 5 prisoners?
They each possess a skill I need to bring back the glory of rage.
Have you looked out the window, Lord Lister? This krull of a planet we are now orbiting has very little to offer. There's only a small sliver of land that is habitable.
Yes, I am well aware of that. But that is what makes a good hiding place for former Rage members. No one really wants to come here.
Does the IDF patrol it very often?
Once per lunar cycle. All they do is go to the local magistrate and settle any court disputes.
That should give us plenty of time to gather more sympathizers.
Yes, we need enough to launch an attack on the small IDF airbase. There we can steal more transportation. We need enough to get back to Titan III and steal the Mercury.
We're coming up on the dark side of the planet. It must be really desolate there.
It never sees the light of day. Everything is frozen and solid.
If it wasn't for its moon, the sunny side of it would be in daylight all the time. It's so large, it blocks light for almost a sleep cycle.
North and south of its equator is all water. Most of it is frozen.
I suppose that is a perfect place for rage to hide. Who would want to come here, let alone live here?
Everyone needs to get some rest. We will begin our descent next time around. I will have coordinates ready for you.
Yes, my lord.
See to it, then, the men are fully armed before we land. I don't want any surprises waiting for us.
It will be done. Once we gather enough soldiers and commandeer a ship, we can return to Titan IV.
You seem anxious to return, Ursula. Is there a reason?
Yes. And her name is Lenora. You must make me a promise, Master Lister.
A promise? And what would that be?
When we find her, let me terminate her.
Will Lister's plan work, and will Ursula get to Lenora? Will Sam get close to Korski, and will the team be able to track down Hanukkah? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Hide and Seek.